Is it good? Okay, so this is what's going to happen. We're going to go over this like it's rules in a game. Pretty much all of you here know me or have an idea of what's going on. If you don't, that's probably better. That means that two people saw a poster, and I'm fucking delighted about that. So this thing is called a podcast. What a podcast is like a radio show for people that aren't Luddites. So if you have a computer and or an iPod, you put the podcast on there, and then you listen to it. It's that simple, and hopefully not painful. Unlike radio, it doesn't cost any money, blah, blah, blah. There's no ads, blah, blah, blah. That's it. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk up here. People are going to come up as guests, and we're going to interview them, and it's going to be delightful. Between those guests, Jeremy's going to play music, which is delightful. And then we're all going to drink lots of alcohol and be very important people. So thank you very, very much for coming. I know that the evening outside is really awful right now. I heard somebody say Jesus. That's always a good sign. And let me introduce Kevin. Kevin's going to be the co-host.
Hi.
There's Kevin McGuire. All of you know Kevin. Oh, it's people. Hey. Let's clap for everybody.
Yeah. Clap.
So this podcast has been going on since October of 2008, which isn't that long of a time, but it's long enough to
that's
try.
It's over a year now, though.
It's over a year now. That is correct. And this is the first live event. It's a very long time in dog years. That is correct. Let me pull out notes here. By the way, usually we record this in a small apartment in Westtown. Westtown is kind of close to here, and most of you have actually been in that room and on the podcast. If you don't know, that apartment has been broken into two times in 3 weeks, so let's just do it not in my apartment so no one is brutally murdered. So thank you for coming out here so we don't have to brutally murder anybody. We did that. Okay, here we go. Prizes. I have prizes for anyone that stays and wants one. They're in this beautiful TJ Maxx bag that my mother gave me over the holiday season.
Can that be a prize, too?
This will be one of the prizes. Great. But what's inside is much, much better. Our first guest is Billy Roberts. He is a very, very delightful man. He works at a great toy store, Uncle Fun. But he's not just a man from a toy store. He's one of the most interesting, honest, beautiful people you'll ever meet. Oh, look at me. I'm just staring at you with loving eyes right now. After that, we're going to have Igor with a last name I can't pronounce. And after that, Beth Stelling, who's really, really funny. She's in the top 20 comedians of Chicago.
I believe she's number 10.
She's number 10. But if I say the top 20, people could think it's number 2. You really
right.
fucked that up early.
Sorry. I asked her, and she told me.
She's in the top 10.
Yeah.
Which number is she? You'll never know. I think she's the highest-ranked woman.
That very likely,
because
yeah.
people are very sexist.
Yeah. Especially comedians. And
Raphael's
comedians.
Helping out. Thanks to Raphael. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we're going to start this in a similar way where we end every podcast. I end every podcast with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. This is an awful book. The questions are really convoluted, and they don't really make much sense. So, Kevin, give me a number between 1 and 260, and I'll ask you a question from
All
that
right.
book.
All right, 93.
93.
Yeah.
Okay. What things have adults told you that you think that you suspect are not really true? Do you think they actually believe those things?
The first one that comes to mind is that hard work pays off. That's not true.
You are a bitter man, and yeah. I do think hard. Who is your idol? If you don't think hard work pays off,
all my idols were hard workers, but I've tried that. It's not working.
What have you tried that has been so difficult and you're not succeeding?
Waking up in the morning.
You can't wake. That's not a trying hard issue. That's a medication issue.
Yeah, maybe. But
have you tried
I'm here. It was really hard.
Have you tried medication?
Not really.
Are you against medication?
No.
If you thought the medication would work, would you take the medication?
Probably.
Is anyone here on medication? It's not a bad thing.
I'm assuming not like alcohol. That
no, alcohol counts. You shouldn't be on so much alcohol, maybe.
Well,
if you have
people,
problems.
All the people here.
Maybe you
are.
Should take cocaine.
Maybe.
Because cocaine will keep you awake.
After a little while.
All right, that's
it
delightful.
Wears off.
So this is what's going to happen. We're all going to drink a lot, and then this will be something that you can sit through and not hate us. So Jeremy's going to play a tune. We're going to bring up Billy. Thanks for sticking around, and let's order drinks. Take it away, buddy. Thank you, sir. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm doing good.
All right, let's plug the band yet again. The band is the Ragtones. They're playing a very, very odd venue called the Orphanage. Have you been to the Orphanage?
No.
I've been there.
It's very weird. He's playing the Orphanage. Have you been there, Jeremy?
I have never been there, and I want to ask Kevin when he thinks
I've been there. It's like a charity thing, it feels like. There was hula hooping. They made food. It was like all vegan food. They made it for you. That's part of the show.
Are there orphans there?
No.
I didn't see
but
any.
But they might be. Like raver orphans.
Yeah.
There's a lot of glow sticks.
They got
no
dropped
joke.
Off at the rave, and they've been there
like,
ever
they have
since.
New JNCOs. Like, JNCOs still exist, and they make them, and they wear them at the orphanage. It's like, man, it's like government-issued JNCOs. And glow sticks. You would fit in.
I
don't know if that's a compliment.
That's not.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Billy Roberts. Billy Roberts, you should clap for him. He's a known man.
Wow, it's a packed house here tonight.
I know. Okay, so here's the thing about doing the podcast like this. No one knows how many people there are here.
It's like you, standing room only.
It's a standing room only issue.
Yeah.
But luckily for you, not in this room, you can hear everything extremely clearly. The awkward pauses. Just the general malaise and pain that this is right now. So thank you for coming out, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Billy is one of my oldest friends in Chicago, and I figured out that I wouldn't know anyone here, and I wouldn't be at this bar if not for Billy.
Wow.
So this is how it starts. Billy does this zine, and the zine is called Proof I Exist, and it's a great, great zine. For those of you that don't know what a zine is, we'll get to that. But Billy did this zine called Proof I Exist, and when I was in high school, and we used to go to shows at the Fireside Bowl, and I brought my zine, but I didn't know I made a zine. And I met Billy there. Through Billy, I met Emerson, who got me this job here. And that's how I'm wasting all of your time now. Thanks to Billy.
Wow.
I know. So blame him for me knowing you. But Billy is an amazing man. Let's start about the zine. That's how I know you. What is a zine for people that don't know?
Zine is a small, independently published publication. It's a little comic, or it's a little group of stories that someone writes and staples together and gives out to their friends.
How is a zine different from something like Vice or something? I said something two times
what's
one question.
Vice?
Something. What's Vice? Oh, come on, really? You don't know what Vice
it's
is?
That it's that garbage thing that they have at the front of bars, right?
No, it's not a garbage thing. It's a thing where you see awkward-looking girls' breasts. It's the reason why hipsters dress like hipsters. It's not a bad thing.
Really?
It's just what it is.
I thought that was American Apparel ads.
Well, American Apparel ads keep us in business. I want an American Apparel ad. Please subscribe to this podcast. Don't listen. I just want to boost the numbers and have almost boobs in the podcast and pay my bills.
I'm not dissing American Apparel.
I love
or
American
hipsters,
Apparel.
But they're famous for almost boobs.
Almost boobs is an awful thing.
They actually have boobs on the website.
They now have boobs on the website. Yeah. Back to the zines.
Oh, yeah. Well, Vice is like glossy and has advertising, and generally zines are like not glossy.
We can talk for like 3 hours on if Punk Planet is a zine or not. If Venus is a zine or not.
I would not call Venus a zine, but I do read Venus and enjoy it.
For those of you that don't know, that makes Billy a feminist. Is that true?
This is what a feminist looks like.
This is what a feminist looks like. He wears jumpsuits.
That's true.
You want to segue to the jumpsuit
thing? Let's talk about jumpsuits.
Okay, Billy is in jumpsuits a lot. If you've been here before, you might have seen him in the back playing Arkanoid while wearing a bunny suit.
That's true, too.
In other words, you have uniforms.
And I wouldn't have ever known about Arkanoid if you hadn't gotten a job here, which you wouldn't have gotten.
Circle of life!
Wow.
It's the circle of life, everybody. Do you know how to play that song? Just play.
Queued up.
Could you play
that only three notes. Four notes, copyright infringement.
That's not circle of life. All right, I just wanted to drink my Guinness. Thank
slick.
You.
I'm impressed.
Don't play
Mr.
anymore,
Jeremy.
Or else we gotta play it. We gotta pay for it. Okay, we do requests now. This is just going off the tracks early. This is so much fun. Okay.
Jumpsuits, bunny suits,
jumpsuits and bunny suits.
I gotta ask you a question, Billy. I gotta ask you this question. It's hot up here on the stage. Are you hot in the jumpsuit?
I'm hot no matter where
Billy's not. Kevin, Billy's not overweight like we are, man.
Right.
Come on.
Sorry.
We're going to sweat regardless. Yeah, that's why we live in Chicago and it's just like this cold. It's okay for us.
I'm comfortable right
he's
now.
He's brittle and might crack.
Yeah. So he's got to wear the jumpsuit.
He's got to wear like
I'm
three
protected.
Jumpsuits.
Especially when you're on your bike out there, man. You got to get 10 or 12 layers going.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, man. I got my boxers. I got long johns. I got a pair of shorts. I got a suit jacket. I got two t-shirts. And I got a jumpsuit over all of that. And two pairs of socks.
All right. That's close.
So...
Okay, but it's also kind of weird because I've seen you naked.
Right.
Really?
Yes, I've seen Billy.
Was he in an American Apparel ad?
He was in an American Apparel ad. It was quite sexy. No, but Billy used to live in this house called the Command Center, and it was an amazing venue, house space. We're all going to track around. Don't worry. We're going to get to everything.
Not worried.
And Billy had this show where it was a bathroom show, and everyone performed in the bathroom, and then it was broadcast on TV screens in the living room.
Yeah.
And your thing was being naked. Right. And having people write on you.
When you're in your early 20s, that's your idea of performance art.
Are you glad you did that?
Yeah, of course. I'm always happy to take my clothes off.
Do you think you would have done that if you were overweight?
I don't know. I would be less likely to do it, maybe, but it's not really about that for me. So.
All right.
A famous story about me is I went to school naked once, and that was...
Whoa, college or high school?
Did you take a towel with you?
No.
Okay.
What school?
To sit on.
Columbia.
What did you do? Was this a class or you just walking around?
It was I was for a video art class I was taking, and it was a little performance piece I did, and no one knew I was going to do it. But I waited until the class had started. I was outside the class, and I stripped down. I was wearing just my socks. And then I walked into the class with all these charts and graphs, and I walked up to the front of the room and interrupted everything and started talking about quantum physics, and I was apologizing for being late. And I was trying to give like a speech about something I don't know anything about, and then everyone started laughing, and I was like, why are you laughing? Why is everyone laughing? And then I looked down and quote-unquote realized I was naked, and I stormed out of the room in embarrassment, and on my way out, like I wrote like a 5-page paper about why I did it, and I like threw it at my teacher and ran out of the room, and there's this whole diatribe about dream sequences and whatnot.
Do you remember your grade?
Oh, I got an A in that class.
You got an A in that class.
Yeah, but it was horribly embarrassing, but like that was the reason that I did it, because it was like, what's the most embarrassing thing, you know, to be naked in front of your classroom? So I did that, and I was like, I didn't even sleep the night before. I was so nervous, but...
And you weren't high, you weren't drunk.
No, I don't get high or drunk.
Maybe
but I
you
just,
should.
I
Maybe you get
maybe.
Naked more.
Maybe you get... Okay. So you walk around naked all the time or in a bunny suit.
Right.
What's with the suit? I know the reason why, but most people would say, why the suit? Why wear the bunny suit? Why have the jumpsuit?
Well, the jumpsuits are more of like a utilitarian thing. It's just like nice and easy, and you put it on over everything, and you know you don't really have to think about it too much. But I do like how they look. I love how mechanics look. I love people that wear some sort of uniform. I love people in postal carrier uniforms, you know. As for the bunny suit, it's just like fun and nice and soft. And
but a lot of things are fun and nice and soft, but they don't wear them outside every day.
Right, but why not?
Because it's not practical in a lot of ways.
That's true.
I think he's doing okay, though.
I'm not saying I'm not grilling him. I'm just wondering, like, how do you clean that? Is that a dry cleaning issue?
Cleaning a bunny suit is a tough thing indeed.
Do you hang dry it? Does it look like you skinned a giant bunny?
I sort of have like a nice bunny suit and a not so nice bunny suit. So the not so nice one, I just put it in the wash, and then I don't put it in the dryer. I think I usually hang that one to dry. But the nice one, I only wear it in times where I'm not going to get it messy.
How do you know you're not going to get a bunny suit messy?
I mean, if I'm going to a classy event, like an art opening.
Okay.
If you're going to go to a Gallagher show, you're going to wear the bad one.
I'm going to wear the bad one. I'm thinking of going, because I'm going to see Gwar next week.
Gwar is playing the House of Blues on Monday.
Best show on earth. I might wear my not-so-good bunny suit to that, because that would be pretty fun.
Has that gotten you any, like, free things, backstage passes?
The bunny suit?
The bunny. I'm serious. The bunny suit.
Yeah,
it seems like a ticket.
You can kind of go where you want when you're dressed. If you're dressed interesting, like you can kind of just everyone wants to give you a hug, and then they're like, "Hey, like come here, check this out."
Has anyone wanted to fight you because of it?
Yeah, I've had a couple. Actually, it got me out of a fight one time, which is an interesting story.
I would like to hear that story
because we have all night to tell.
We do. We have all night, baby. Yeah, let's make it weird. Continue.
All right, so there was some Zenith event. I think it might have been the Ephemera Festival a couple years ago. There's some Zenith event, and when I do Zenith events, I'll dress like a bunny. Sometimes I dress like a bunny otherwise, but if I'm doing a Zenith event, I always dress as a bunny. So I was dressed as a bunny, and we went and did the thing, and then I come home, and it's like 2 in the morning, and so I'm like, I got to take my dog for a walk. So me and Allison take the dog for a walk, and this is when I was living at the Command Center, which is like Augusta in Milwaukee. So I'm walking straight north through Noble Square. I don't know if anyone...
For those of you that don't know, it's Section 8 housing. So it's not the nicest of areas.
So it's 2 a.m. on Saturday at walking my pit bull through Noble Square, and I'm dressed like a bunny. I have the big ears on, and I have like this white fur, and we walk up there, and there's these two like big blazers, like the big what's the big ones called?
The Escalades.
Yeah, two Escalades, and they're parked sort of like beside each other, and both of them have like five or six dudes in them. And the driver from each is, like, standing outside, and they're, like, nose-to-nose, like, talking some serious business. And we, like, walk kind of past them, and they stop their conversation, and they look at us. And me and Allison both have this thought of, like, shit, we just, like, walked into some serious thing, right? And he just looks at it, and he's like, the fuck's a bunny doing walking a dog?
And then he killed your dog.
No, and then we said, you know, someone has to walk the dog, and then we turned around and walked away.
You're like the UN of bunny suits.
And I think if I hadn't been wearing the bunny suit, we probably would have been.
You would have been dead.
We might have been dead.
I've drank too much and walked through that area many a time.
Right.
It's not the best idea. You're not just a man in a bunny suit. You also have a job that lends itself to your lifestyle.
True.
I'm talking about you like you're a prostitute. You're not a prostitute.
No.
You work at Uncle Fun.
True.
An amazing toy store down the street.
Yes.
How is working in a toy store?
It's awesome. It's like a dream job. It's fun.
Is it actually a dream job?
Well, yeah, I would say so, because it's a hard job to get, and once you get it, you want to keep it, because everyone's nice. My boss, Ted, is like the nicest person I've ever met in my life, I think. There's all these weird customers that come in every day. You get weird merchandise. It's really, really fun. I just hang out, and I'm nice to people all day.
Do you like being nice to people all day? Because this guy has a hard time waking up, if you
know. Yeah.
I like to be nice to people. When I'm at work, I'm definitely very eager to be nice to everybody. But at the end of the day, I'm kind of ready to go home and chill out and be quiet. I'm not mean to people, but sometimes I don't necessarily want to be around people.
I agree with whatever that just happened. You mentioned someone that walked your dog with you a while ago, and that name is Allison.
Yes.
And Allison is now your wife.
True, yes. She's
brand new.
We're just over 2 months.
You're fucking newlyweds. Yeah. I will clap for that. She's a beautiful... It's a beautiful situation. Don't play the song. I'm not paying money for that song. So let me give you one of your two gifts this evening.
Okay.
And that's a copy of Bill Cosby's Love and Marriage. This will help you maintain marital bliss. I don't know if you remember, he had an affair and a love child with somebody else. So keep that in mind when you read that. It's really going to do you good.
He looks like he's apologizing on the cover.
He kind of is.
He's holding a rose. Like
he is. He's a very sad and humble man with a wandering eye, and it keeps wandering more and more through the years to young vaginas.
Oh,
so
my
keep that in
God.
Mind when you read about Bill Cosby. What? You weren't engaged for very long.
No, we were engaged for 1 day.
You were engaged for 1 day.
Yeah.
And
it was great. It was the best engagement I've ever had.
You did get married in Vegas.
Yes.
But let's make it clear, this is not like a fly-by-night thing.
No, we've been together for like 6 years.
If you're together 6 years, why 1 day in Vegas? And once again, not high, not drunk.
No, not high or drunk. No, I went out. She had to work out there. She's a body artist. She does airbrush body paintings on people. She's amazing. She got paid to come out to Vegas and do a job. So I thought, while we're out in Vegas, I should propose. That will be like very exciting. You know, and I'd already been thinking about it for a while, so, you know, I had like a week to rush around and find a ring and all that, and I was like super nervous, but I found a little spot, you know, by a fountain and got down on one knee, and she cried.
It's beautiful. It really is.
We were right across the street from the fake Eiffel Tower, so it was very romantic, you know.
let me throw in a plug here. I know a lot about this because it's in your new zine,
yeah.
Which is available for purchase.
Do
you have it here?
No, not tonight.
You son of a bitch. I have the copy you gave me, but I actually underline a passage which I find heartbreakingly sad and beautiful.
Oh, wow.
But I won't bring that out and depress everyone more than they already are. Thanks to the music from Jeremy playing sad, beautiful music. Don't play yet. Just wait. Okay. I've known you for many, many years.
Yeah.
I am surprised that we know each other. We're completely different. We're extremely alike. I love you dearly. I feel like I'm going to cry. Your zine is so beautiful, and it's so good, and it's difficult to read, and at the same time, it's wonderful to read. So I highly, highly recommend it. If you're new to like zines or whatever, this is a great one to pick up. You can't get it from a better guy. I want to close this interview, like we're going to close all of them, with a question from the Kids Book of Questions. So, Billy, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 216.
113.
113. Are you glad you did this so far?
I'm loving it. I have two gifts to give you also.
No, I'm busy. Oh. Okay. What would make you try harder in school? Wanting to please a teacher you liked a lot, not wanting to disappoint your parents, being offered a fabulous prize if you did well. Without answering the question, let me just show Billy that each question mark, you see those? The following letter, not capitalized.
Right.
Also, why not just have the word or?
Or.
Okay.
It's not that great of a book.
This is an awful book. Okay, once again, what would make you try harder in school? Wanting to please your teacher you liked a lot, not wanting to disappoint your parents, being offered a fabulous prize if you did well.
Probably the prize, I would have to say.
What would the prize be?
Oh, any sort of prize is a good prize.
Would it be a Ferrari Testarossa?
It probably would be.
I used to love that car. You remember that car?
I had a little matchbox of it.
I had one too.
I know, right?
You know what's funny about those? If we had one of those now, we'd be the biggest assholes. And the parts would cost an arm and a leg.
The Hot Wheels car?
No, the Hot Wheels car. If we had Hot Wheels cars, that would make us the asshole. The things kids collect. No. Not the fucking Ferrari that just kills animals and trees and everything holy in the world. No, that's normal.
Right.
Did the fucking car doors? They're like a foot wider than they need to be, and there's just giant slits for no fucking reason. Have you seen one?
It makes it go faster, I think.
It doesn't make it go faster. It doesn't help with wind resistance. It's just absurd.
What about the racing stripes?
There's no racing stripes. They have built-in racing stripes. It's fucking awful. I love that car so much. If any of you have a Ferrari Testarossa,
take me for a ride.
Billy and I need to go for a ride in his bunny suit and my lack thereof. Billy, thank you so much for doing
this.
You're
welcome.
Circle of life, sir. There we go. Clap for Billy, everybody. Hey, we're not coming back just yet. Claudio, how much are the tamales? $5 per bag. You keep selling. Just in case you're not in this room or you haven't been to Chicago often, we have this thing called the Tamale Man, and he is amazing, and he makes all of our nights about 10 times better. He prevents things like drunk driving as drunk as you would have been without eating tamales driving.
Saves lives.
They're a steal. They're better than anything else you're going to find, and they're a reasonable price for $5. Just because they're $5 doesn't mean you can't give them more, though. Honestly, they're delicious, delicious tamales. Go buy some cheese.
Okay.
Go buy some cheese tamales. That's just a commercial for Claudio. It's fucking great. That's all. That is beautiful. You played beautiful music there. Let's all clap for Jeremy and his delightful band, the Ragtones. What's that, the third or fourth plug I've given you?
Second.
That's only the second plug. Ragtones. I hit five. That's not funny. Think of something funnier and you'll say it. Are you wearing a hat? You're always wearing a hat. What's with the hats? People can't hear you.
I think it's a part of his band uniform. He just started wearing it.
Is it Ragtones thing? That's complete bullshit and you know. Are you going bald and don't want to tell people? There it is. Okay. You want to hold it or you want it in your face?
I want it in my face.
There you go. Yeah. We're going to start dirty. We're going to end dirty. It's Igor, everybody. Igor, wait. I had him sound out the last name so I can say it. Malinarich.
There you go.
Igor Malinarich. Clap for Igor Malinarich. What an odd last name.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
What about this first name? That's pretty odd, I think.
I think it's more unique than odd.
Look at me, not him.
Okay.
Just all night. Just look at me. Okay.
I don't want to look at Kevin anyway.
Yeah. Igor and Billy have the distinct... Oh, by the way, before we go further, Billy didn't get a second gift. That's a VHS copy of the Paul Newman film Slapshot. A movie that my girlfriend hated that your wife will probably hate and you'll really enjoy. It's a great movie. If there's one thing to learn from Slapshot, have you ever seen Slapshot?
Oh, yes.
There's one thing to learn in Slapshot. If it's 1976, the biggest insult is the word fag. That's all you need to know. That is a go-to. That's fuck in 1976. You just say fag, and everything's going to be all right. And for some reason, you're going to get a coaching job, even though your team is just awful, and you win by fighting. It doesn't make any sense. It's a delightful film. I highly recommend it. I do not recommend Slapshot 2, starring a Baldwin brother. It was a direct-to-VHS tape before DVD, so direct-to-VHS. How do you like that? You're going to hold the mic. I like doing that. It makes people.
There we go.
There you go. I can turn it down then. That's even better.
Okay.
Igor is here because Igor.
Igor what?
There you go. You feel awkward yet?
No, not really. I'm kind of drunk.
Are you really drunk?
Nah.
How many have you had? Don't say you're drunk. You're driving.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot of things wrong with it.
If you don't get caught, it's cool.
Shut up. Igor is here because Igor did the podcast in January, and then my computer crashed. So the theme of the evening is Brandon's things get stolen or crash.
Pretty much. Sounds like it.
When Igor and I first talked, we talked about how Igor pretends to be an asshole, but he's not really an asshole.
Why you got to blow my cover like that?
There it is. But we're going to start with how he is an asshole or might possibly be an asshole. No, no, no. It's a joke. Igor is a broker.
Commodities broker.
We're not going to say where you work or who you work for, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. Did he just spill a drink?
Yes, he did.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Really? Okay, good. You're a broker. Do you like being a broker?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Why is being a broker fun?
I get to talk to a lot of people, meet strange, new, you know.
But you could do that at McDonald's.
And make more money doing this.
Okay. So is it like how does someone decide, I want to be a broker?
You know, I just kind of fell into it. I was contracted to work with the Department of Justice. I was doing...
How do you become contracted to work for the Department of Justice?
I was a family friend. I got a job out of college.
Okay. So,
it was contracted.
What did you go to college for?
Computer science with sociology.
And then you go, okay, so you're a smart guy. You're not an idiot. It's not like, hey, my dad got me a construction job. Now I'm the president.
Yeah.
No, you're a smart guy.
Well, he did study sociology.
What? You went to college for philosophy. Shut the fuck up,
Sadie.
That's
way different.
I'm trying to make him feel better by you feeling bad. That's why I bought you tamales. Now be happy. By the way, who wants a tamale? If you haven't had a tamale, I got the cheese kind from Claudio. They're not drugged, in my opinion. They might be drugged. I don't know.
With cheese.
I made it awkward quick. All right, Igor, continue. You got a job, a contractor from the government.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you're working as a broker.
That's correct.
Connect the dots, sir.
Well, I was working there. I would think it was like a six-month contract deal, and the contract was up. So another family friend was like, well, do you want to be a broker, you know, to pass the time to get another computer job? I'm like, all right, you know, something to, you know, get some money.
When was this?
Oh, back in 2006.
So you've been a broker for 3 years plus.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I honestly enjoy it. I make a lot of money. Well, not a lot, but...
Don't say that in a bar like this. Look around. There's no windows or TVs in here. This is a fucking bunker of sadness. Don't tell people you have money. We're going to kill you. Really.
Okay.
We're desperate. The economy's rough. We're running low on drugs, sir. You need to shut the fuck up. I'm just giving you
okay,
shit.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm close to the
you
exit,
so
anyway.
You look so nervous right now.
Well,
you look so nervous. I just want to hug you.
No, you don't.
But that'll make you feel more nervous.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just going to stare at you with loving eyes.
That's kind of intimidating. It's
staring
like,
at you with loving eyes?
Yeah, it is.
Are
like,
you afraid of
I got like
an
expectation. I might be. I'm kind of, you know, like you said, I'm an asshole, but you
no,
know.
No, but you're not an asshole, Igor. You just have a weird name I can't pronounce. Play Loving Eyes music. Just tinkle in the background.
There we go.
Just a little
Perfect.
Tinkle.
Yeah, go to the bathroom.
No, 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 stop! Stop. I don't see. I didn't grow up.
I do recognize that song.
I didn't grow up with cable. To me, that just sounds like the 80s.
You can hear the audio through the scrambled signal.
I didn't have cable. You need a cable box to not get the premium channels. What the fuck, man? That's two in a row. You're just falling short. Eat the tamales. You need some power in you. You fucking vegetarian. Me and you, we like meat. What's up? Hit the fist.
I'm
there
hit
you go.
Bam,
blowing
right
it back
there.
Up. Now you're back on track.
Exactly.
Okay. Before we go further about personal questions, Igor gave me a book to read. He gave me this book called Suicide Casanova. And I promised him I would read it. I did read it.
Oh, what did you think?
What do you think, I think?
I think you kind of liked it, but ultimately didn't like it.
No, I just didn't like it at all. Here you go. Thank you for letting me
thank
borrow
you for
that.
My book back.
Why do you like that book? For those of you that don't know, it's a relatively popular book. It's about this guy that is obsessed with this porn star that he thinks will solve all of her problems. She ends up kind of destroying herself. He ends up a rich guy on Wall Street. Is it Wall Street?
Yeah.
Wall Street. His wife dies and blah, blah, blah. It's a very sexist on purpose book.
Yeah.
Why are you reading sexist on purpose books?
I like the evolution of the character, how like he kind of at one point was like kind of obsessed with this porn star, and then he goes out and flies to see her. Then he stalks the daughter. Like, I just like the progression of fucking craziness.
Why do you like the progression of, in your words, fucking craziness?
That makes me feel better about myself.
Okay, then that makes sense. That's a great thing. Because if you said instruction, that would be bad.
How to. That's what I got out of this book. How to.
See, now you're coming to this 3 for 3, man. You're just sad. You make him feel bad, and you say you like to stalk women. Are you okay, man? And you have trouble waking up. Holy shit, Kevin.
Yeah. You really need some coke.
You need some cocaine in you or something else. What are you drinking that makes you so sad?
Water.
No, some water. That was good.
Why don't you do some meth? That'll get you going.
That's not funny. Maybe. That's just absurd. You can't get meth in.
I have seen Breaking Bad recently. I could probably make it myself now.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you going to punch me?
Why would I punch you?
You look like you want to punch me.
Oh, maybe, if you keep begging me on.
Oh, I'm going to keep begging you on.
All right, let's
do it. With loving eyes, play that shit, great. Jeremy. There you go. Okay. No, don't actually play. You got to be quick, man. Quick. Anyways, we never actually finished the first question.
Sure.
Broker, it led to the question of, does this make you a scumbag? No joke. Because I don't think you're a scumbag, but like I think the public perception is like, you're a lawyer, you're a scumbag. You're a broker, you're a scumbag. Anything that deals with the economy and you not failing, you're a scumbag.
Yeah, I guess I have been called worse things by clients.
Do you think you're a scumbag?
No. I honestly try to make them money, and it happens sometimes, you know, and it's great. Other times, like, I don't have a crystal ball. I mean, if I had a crystal ball, like, you know, I'd be, you know, in what was that, Ferrari Testarossa?
There you go.
I'd be in one of those cars
let's
right now.
Fucking do that shit.
Okay.
I don't think you're a scumbag, but why? You just said you don't have a crystal ball.
No.
So what's the point of being a broker? I'm not joking. Isn't that kind of the point? You're supposed to be my crystal ball.
Yeah. Well, it's just money management. Like, there's more to it than just like flipping a coin. Like, you know, looking out for potential trades, managing the money, like how much you want to get into the markets.
So for like everyone in here that isn't you, what's your average day like? Because I have no idea.
Really?
I mean, honestly.
All right. Well,
I'm a bartender. I put the ice in the bucket, and I put the beer in the glass, and you drink it. The end. Clean the glass. I go home.
Okay.
That's my job. You could figure that out.
Okay, sure. Wake up in the morning, go to work, coffee, a little bit of scotch in there, kind of get me going.
Do you honestly drink in the morning?
I would say 3 to 4 times a week.
You shouldn't be saying those things.
Why?
This could get you in trouble.
What? People don't know where I work.
You have your full name.
You have to edit that.
I am not editing shit.
Where's your little bleep button?
I am not bleeping shit. I had him play.
It's just one drink in the morning. They did it in Mad Men all the time. And things got done. Things got done.
Really?
Yes.
Things and what got done? Peggy did all the fucking work. The one sober woman did all the work.
Well, someone had to boss her around.
No one bossed her around. They just treated her like shit.
And they made
Season 4, motherfuckers. Peggy's coming back.
Hey, I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen season 1.
No, I'm not holding off on shows from 3 years ago. What happens if I haven't seen the double VHS tapes I got?
I actually have those double VHS tapes.
And I fed you. I'm the best date you ever had.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to put out?
No. See, why'd you got to go and put out? That's your drinking in the morning habits. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
You're already fucked up by 9 a.m. What do you do at 10 a.m.? You sleep off the hangover from 9 a.m.? That was a bad joke. That was almost Leno. I apologize.
I'll let it slide.
Thank you.
Yes.
Really?
Thank you, Judge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll cut your mic off.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. I just got loving eyes, buddy. Okay. Yeah. So you were at 10 a.m. What do you do at 10 a.m.?
Monitoring trades, doing research, seeing like what's a viable market to get into.
How do you monitor trades? Is it like software that the common man can't access? Is it stuff that it's a firm, a brokerage, whatever?
Yeah, it's brokerage.
Pay for, so it's
yeah,
like
they pay
in-house.
For it, so we get like direct feeds from the exchanges. So
does I'll that get, stuff help you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I need to know what's going on. Like, other than that, I have to go down to the floor and actually like.
When you say the floor, you mean like when you watch Ferris Bueller and there's people
yes.
yelling?
Yes, I have to like go down there and like get price feeds and stuff like that. Which I'll do every now and then.
Hold on, Billy's got a question.
What
Whisper up? Whisper in my ear, I'll seem smart. Come on, Kevin.
Could people like Billy go down like Ferris Bueller and hang out?
Yeah, yeah, I got a visitor's pass.
Will you give us drinks?
No.
Why not? Can't who pays for the drinks? Your company or you?
Depends. I usually bring in my own. But like, actually, we
when you say that, it sounds like moonshine.
No, no. I'll like buy a bottle of something and bring it to work.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, it's communal.
I share.
You once again, you probably shouldn't be sharing this.
Okay, well.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So you're getting insider information, which is already illegal.
It's not insider information.
You're at noon. What do you do at noon?
Lunch.
Jesus Christ, do you work at all, man?
I do work.
What's the most
intense? What do you think? I gotta like shovel shit to work?
You said Mad Men?
Yes.
Drinking in the morning,
okay.
Lunch at noon,
okay.
And that's it.
What, you never had lunch at noon before?
I do have lunch.
Okay,
that's
well,
fair.
Stop talking
that's
shit.
Fair. That's fair. No, I don't drink at 9 a.m. I am so jealous of you. That's where this comes from.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, love do you want to be a broker?
I'm not even awake. Come on, Billy. What the fuck, man? That's just mean. I was on your team. I'm taking Slapshot back. I'm going
to
take away
that's
your
That's
fun.
A cruel thing to do.
Isn't it? Okay, so what do you do at 1 p.m.? If you stay still at lunch, I swear to God, I will cut your
I'm
mic.
I'm coming back
oh,
for lunch.
There you go. 2 p.m., what do you do?
Closing out trades, making sure my equity run is...
Hold on. You close out at 2 p.m.?
The grain markets open from 9:30 to 1:15.
Why is it such a short day?
It's just how it is. Okay. It's always been like that. But there's different markets. Like Dow Jones opens like at 7:15. Same thing with like
what time
bonds.
Do you have to be at work?
Between 7 and 8, depending on if I want to like start trading like bonds or like Dow Jones, like I'll get in like before 7.
Why trade early? Does this matter, or is it just kind of like when
well,
it's
that's
hot
what
is
that's
hot
well, that's when the markets are open, so it's that's when
zones,
to trade.
Right?
I understand about the time zones, but I mean they're still going to be open if they open at 7:15. They're still going to be open at noon.
Well, yeah, but there's also like timing, like you know, let's say there's like a news report comes out, or you know, Obama graces us with another you know cash for clunkers. Or
is that good? Was that good or bad for you guys?
That was great for me. I don't know about the rest of the company, but no, I got a new car out of it.
Jesus Christ, man, you're going to be murdered, and I'm going to back them. I'm going to back the mob.
I was going to you know, I was going to give you a ride home tonight. But,
no, you weren't, you motherfucker. You fucking liar. You were not going to give me
I am
ride
not
home.
A liar.
I live in the opposite direction of you. People will come and steal my
I
shit.
I had given you rides home when you were drunk. You bought me a sandwich.
That's not a ride home, then. That's just a trade.
Well,
we traded.
Yeah, at least going to make a commission off of it.
Okay, this is what happened. Igor is driving my girlfriend and I home, and we like to stop at this lovely, lovely place called Super Sub, which should not be open by any stretch of the imagination. It's a filthy, filthy place. They have delicious food, and they are open till 4 or 5 a.m. It doesn't really matter. They'll serve you anytime. And a lovely lady of the night was there, and she grabbed Igor's junk. Igor was
Ta-da.
You were extremely grateful for the junk grab.
Yeah, and you were quite jealous.
Really? That's what it was? Okay.
You were
so jealous.
You were. You were like, I wanted to touch my dick. What happened?
I like that when you imitate me, I have a lower register.
You
keep
do.
Going. I like that. I sound like a little girl. And Igor got a sandwich out of the deal and a junk grab. I got a ride home. So it's 2-for-1. You still owe me, motherfucker.
Well, that's why I came
And you got
show.
A new car.
Well, why do you think he's doing the podcast?
That's not helping me, motherfuckers.
Really?
I gotta stop saying that. That's
wow, you gotta like
phrase.
Cut down on those beers. You're like turning into Igor now.
You just reference yourself in the third person.
Yes, yes.
Really?
Well, you call me a drunk, and you're acting kind of lewd.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
All right. What else do we have in the sheep? Okay. Igor grew up here. We actually talked about that last time.
Yes.
That's boring. Fuck that.
Okay. But none of us heard that.
Yeah, exactly. Now we have a special thing. Fuck all the rest of them. You and me, buddy.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about
this. It was a great we had wings. We drank.
We did have wings. That was a good night.
That was delicious.
It was almost a year ago. Anyways, you are a Croatian
Yes,
person.
I am.
You
make it sound like I'm the last one. Like you
you're
are
the last of the
You're the last of the Croatians.
The last of the Croatians. I agree completely. With Jeremy Tromberg from the Ragtones Music. Is that plug 4, I think? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's clap. Stop it! We're not done, asshole! I will work your ass off up here. Take that as sexually as you want it. Okay.
I'm not arguing.
I don't know.
I like when he plays music.
Apparently this is Croatian music that I'm not familiar with.
It's not.
How is it growing up Croatian?
I would say it's pretty much like growing up as any... Like, I was first generation. I was born here. My parents are off the boat. So
what do your parents think about your job?
Are
they really, really proud of you that you're making money?
Yes and no. They're proud of the fact that I am a successful white male in Chicago, But
wait, stop. They could be happy that you're successful, but them being happy that you're white is just confusing.
You see, you didn't grow up Croatian. You don't
apparently
know.
Apparently, I'm
yeah,
lost.
Yeah, you don't know.
In the breeding habits of Croatians. Let's continue. So they're happy that you're successful,
but they,
white
but,
male.
Yes.
As opposed to the Native American female you could have been.
Yes, well, you know, this is the land of opportunity, so, you know. That's why they came here.
That's why they came here. But you, there was a but coming up.
I went to school for computer science with sociology, so they wanted me to more pursue that. They were like, you know, why did you go to college and do this, but now you're being a broker?
So your parents are actually somewhat disappointed that you're probably going to make, you're probably making more money than you would have as someone in computer science or sociology.
Probably, yeah.
They want them to be happy.
Okay, here's a genuine question. Is it weird having supportive parents?
Because
I don't know what that's like.
They weren't supportive at first.
Hey, I don't even know what plural parents is like, so
okay.
Let's just go.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, because I grew up with it my whole life, so I can't say that I've never had unsupportive.
Well, you didn't grow up in like a Croatian enclave. You grew up
No.
Yeah, you just grew up in a regular Chicago neighborhood on
of
the
course.
North side. It
yeah.
was completely mixed. What about your peers' parents?
Oh, they're all Croatian as well, so like they hung
out.
Did
you go to Croatian school?
Actually, no, I didn't.
And it just happened to be like a lot of Croatian peers.
Well, not in the neighborhood. They would like go to like community centers and such and like, hang
okay.
out. And my mom really wasn't into that stuff at the time, so like she never threw me into like Croatian school or anything like that. So I never got like the
so
full like.
There is a Croatian school.
Yeah,
you could have gone to it.
I could have gone to it. I would have learned the language. I mean, I speak it fluently. Like I picked it up in the house. I could read and write.
Do you know how to say the ragtones in Croatian, or is that a thing?
That's like a thing.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it. With
say
the
something
accent.
Mean about that guy in Croatian, and don't tell us. Make it fucking like
yeah.
brutal.
Idi jebis a debelo sranje.
Bitch, suck it. I'm so sorry. I don't know. He probably said that about me. Honestly, I'm on your team again.
Yeah.
We shouldn't make fun of him. He has trouble waking up. Did you hear that?
Oh, poor fucking baby. Oh, really?
Okay.
I get up at like 4:30 in the morning.
So here's an honest question.
You're like sleep. You're just coming back from the bar and I'm waking up.
Yeah, usually.
Our lives are so much cooler, right, buddy? Yeah, I'm just fucking. Okay. I got to stop saying I'm just fucking with you and fuck. Really, I went to school for English. My mom wanted me to be homeless and I'm on the way over there. Igor, why do you adopt this persona, honestly?
I don't know. It's
or
just,
fakely. If
or
it's
fakely,
funnier,
yeah.
go fakely. I don't care.
It's just, you know, the group of friends I hung out with, we have like a very kind of rough exterior. It's like, hey, man, how you doing? It's like, hey, go fuck yourself. What's going on? Like, it's.
But it's not just the fuck yourself. It's the, okay, let's make it clear. How you doing? Come on in. Drink heavily. It's not. It's sexist. It's homophobic. It's racist.
Actually,
racist.
That's the old Igor. I'm trying to live a lie now. I have a bet with my friend that I can live a lie.
What does that mean?
That I just won't say homophobic. Well, no, morally racist, homophobic kind of things.
So only sexist is okay?
Well, even then, I'm trying to curb that.
But you're still doing it.
Well, because I'm, you know.
But why?
Because you asked him to. You were
yeah, you did,
about
really.
It.
I asked him to what?
You were like, Igor, you're kind of an asshole.
No, but.
So he's like, fuck yeah, I am.
No. That's not saying that. That's like saying, hey, how's that gun? And then you shot me in the face. That's completely different.
I just shoot you in the foot.
There you go. You took the analogy and just ruined it.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
By the way, I will talk about what you didn't want me to talk about if you keep this up, you two.
Well, I got to play that
card. Okay, let's end this wonderfully.
Okay.
Let me give you. No, not yet. Okay. Since
Igor
is a giant baseball fan and not homophobic in the least, I'm giving him. Billy Beans Going the Other Way, Lessons from Life in and Out of Major League Baseball, based on soon to be a Showtime movie, national bestseller, Billy Bean with Chris Bell. Billy Bean was an awful baseball player and had the lucky chance of being gay and out, and that's the only reason why anybody bought this book. So here you go. Enjoy that
Thanks.
Book. It's an awful, awful read.
Hey, Jeremy, maybe we could read this together.
See? Why'd you have to do that? Fuck you, man. Okay, let's close with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stuck, PhD. So, Igor.
Yes.
1 to 260.
Let's do 211.
211. All right. Would you rather have to repeat a grade in school or gain a lot of weight?
I'm kind of a portly fellow myself, so like I'm going to go with repeating a grade.
All right.
Yes.
And on that,
I'm shallow like that.
And on that note, please, please, please clap for Igor. Thank you so much, Igor. I know this was probably painful. Nah. Was it painful?
No, it was pretty fun.
Let's get drunk, Igor.
Yes, do this.
Don't leave. We're going to have some more music from Jeremy and one of the top 10 comedians in Chicago based on a stupid poll in my top 5. I'm trying to think of who's in the top 5. Hold on. Be quiet, everyone. Okay, she's in the top 3, possibly 2 or 1, depending on if certain people considered living here anymore. Does that make sense, Beth? Best Selling's coming up. Thanks to Igor. You can hang out on the couch or drink with us. I don't care. Jeremy Tromberg from the Ragtones. Take it away, buddy. Our next comedian, one of the funniest women in Chicago, one of the funniest people in Chicago. We got to get rid of that sexism from this world right now. She's going to tell a lot of titty jokes and a lot of pee-pee jokes. It's Beth Stelling, everybody. Before Beth Stelling grabs the mic, I'm going to make this intro way worse. She's kind of the host of a podcast. What's going on with that? We're going to talk about it. What's going to go? She is, if you're ever free on a Sunday night, head over to Town Hall Pub. She has one of the best nights in the city. It's free, and once the comedy is over, it's some of the most great drinking you could possibly do on a Sunday night. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up. Beth Stelling, everybody.
Yay! Give it up for Brandon and Kevin and Billy and everybody else you've seen. It's wonderful to have you here in this bar that has nothing to do with me, but I'm happy to be here. You know you have good friends and that your hair doesn't look good when your friend walks in and she's like, "You want to borrow my hat?" That's the first thing she said to me. I was like, "I'm good. It's a podcast. I don't care what you guys think." So, that was one of my dance moves. I got a little bit of a cold. That's not just a setup, that's for real. I'm feeling a little under the water. So I had to go over to CVS, get some cold medicine. My favorite part of the CVS experience is after you get something like cold medicine, and then of your coupons, you get like $5 off your $1,000 purchase, expires tomorrow, and then like a bunch of items that have nothing to do with what I just purchased or me as a human, like Rogaine and X body spray. CVS is like trying to tell me something. Like, if you buy it, he will come. I get it. I'm single. I get it. So my sisters in that vein like to tell me stuff. They both found the men. My hair is looking really good right now. You guys can't see it. That's for the listeners. You're welcome. My two older sisters have both found the men they want to spend the rest of their lives with, so they really do say stuff to me like, Beth, you're going to find love when you least expect it. Which has just turned out to be exhausting, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very tired of appearing aloof at all times. Life would be a lot easier if one of my favorite and one of the best writers in history, Jack Canfield, would just write a little book called, like, Chicken Soup for the Single Girl That Tries Not Looking for Love and Accidentally Comes Celibate for 3 years. So, probably a good read, you know? I wouldn't know, but I'd read it just because. A little more about me. I like watching a little bit of reality television. Like, MTV will suck me in. But I do, probably one of my favorite reality shows is The Bachelor. Judge me. You can go ahead and judge it up right now. Get judgy on it. But what I do, hear me out, I like to go to abc.com and I go to the later episodes. I scroll through when it's down to like the final two contestants, you know, that are vying for this one man's love on national television, just so I can hear one of the girls say something like, "Never in a million years would I have ever imagined falling in love this hard or this fast on national television. I'm like ready to spend forever with Jason." Because I want to be there. You know what I mean? To be like, hey, gal. If I were taking free helicopter rides, horseback riding on the beach and falling off onto some hot guy's boner, and having candlelit dinners on a private island in the Bahamas, I could probably fall in love with my brother. And he's 16. So that's illegal. Oh. So we've already established that it's winter in Chicago. I mean, it's December. If you like seeing comedy, get ready for a shitload of, so it's cold out, it's winter, what do you guys think about the winter? Let's strap in, because I'm going to do one right now. Here's one is what I actually think. You know, I've lived here for a couple winters now, and I really do wish Chicago winters were like a little bit more like Chris Brown. Just like hit me once real hard and then it's over. And then I get an apology if I were Rihanna. Public apology. Was that? You didn't like that. That's fine. Fan of his music, I'll listen to it still. Indeed, he can run it. Oh, another one of my favorite things about winter is pantyhose. Give it up for pantyhose. Don't really, it's fine. I like wearing pantyhose because you can tell I've got a buttermilk tone about me. I'm a little palish, and I'm kind of like a China doll, you know, that whose feet they forgot to bind. You know what I mean? So I like wearing pantyhose because it keeps ladies like me like warm and tan during the winter, you know? And it's totally fine that I wear them under all my jeans. But I'm a criminal the minute I put it over my head. You know what I mean? Especially at the bank. I'm like, ma'am, you can put your hands down. I'm just trying to keep my face warm and tan. And I'd like to check my balance. So I had some things on my mind. I want a baby for like a day, which is why I babysit. The little boy I babysit, he's like 11 months, or what some people like to call 7,932 days old. Moms out there like to get real specific. You know what I mean? Like, other moms will come up to me. I love babysitting because I just, like, let it all hang out because I look fucking good for having a baby 7,392 days ago. I'm like, I eat things. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm just getting rid of the baby weight. We're walking. And I feel really, real good, like, revolutionary in the avant-garde for not having a wedding ring on, too. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I had this. All right. So other people will be like, come up to me like, he's so cute, and I don't even correct him. I'm like, thanks. I like to live a lie. Kind of like Igor. So, I don't know what that was. That was a firecracker. I'll be like, oh, how old is he? She's like, he was born last May. And I'm like, oh, so he's like a year and a half? She's like, oh, he's 18 months. It's actually 18 months. Okay, same thing. It's funny to think that you just had, you know, sex for only like 900 seconds to get them. I like doing math too. It's a new one. Or they'll be like, what a flirt. He's such a flirt. I'm like, you must be desperate. Pretty sure you're making a funny face at him. And if I did that, and I do to men, then look at me here. I'm still single. And ready to mingle, beard. There's a beard in the corner for all you listeners. So, my sister, oh, Jesus Christ. I've been going on for far too long.
You're good.
Okay. I will find some way to wrap this up. And it's going to be dark.
No, don't. Just it's better. Just keep going until you hate this.
I apologize for the lives that I've, the minutes of your life I've taken. Let's see. I will finish on this. I mean, I could tell a story about a water slide. All right. So that's a good story, I suppose. I'd like to end on a high note. So low note for one of my life stories, but my I didn't for Thanksgiving go see my father because he doesn't have anything nice to say. So I stayed here in Chicago. For example, like I got off the plane one time. My parents are, you know, my dad banana split right out of town when I was probably like 3, and I say banana split because it was messy and and I love ice cream. So I got off the plane in high school. We go down to visit him in Florida, me and my 2 older sisters. And he was like, hey, B, looks like you got a little bit of acne. Thanks, Dad. Or after my first year of college, I got off the plane and he was like, more like the freshman 40. Well, Dad, I eat because you left us. So that might be it. I don't know. He used to like to take us places because it was court-ordered. And one of those places was a water park in Orlando of epic proportion. And it had a water slide there called the Dare Stuka. It's one of the tallest water slides in the United States of America. So that day, my whole family, except for my stepmom, because she's too drunk to take in public. But we decide we're just going to take this slide down together as a family, really do it up. So my Uncle Dave goes down first, and he gets quite a bit of water up his shorts. It's my dad's turn second, and when he shoves off, he's wearing swimming trunks. But at the bottom of the slide, he's standing. Baby girl, if you're single. Okay, sorry. He's standing at the bottom of the slide in front of everyone in thong underwear, which was embarrassing at the time. Now I love it. I love it when he walks. It's my sister's turn next. She's in the height of her puberty, so she's wearing a string bikini, orange. And when she goes down this vertical drop of a slide, her bikini top flies up, and her chest is just exposed to hundreds of water park onlookers, which I'm going to let you know right now. Ruined her life. I'm sitting at the top of the slide in my own piss. The lifeguard, I'll call him the lifeguard, shoves me down. I am 9 years old, just tall enough to ride this monster. I have no time to cross my hands and my legs over my body as the signs instructed as I was climbing hundreds of feet, literally, into this death trap. Water shot so fast and violently up my crotch that I consider that day at Wet n Wild the day I lost my virginity. A little too soon. You know what I mean? Could have gone with waiting a year. With somebody I loved. Nobody ever thinks their first time is going to be with a water slide, you know? I've recently worked up the courage to compose a little letter to Wet n Wild, asking them to change the name of the slide from the Dare Stuka to I Just Douched Ya. A little more fitting. I think that's my time. Thank you very much, y'all. Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Beth Stallion, please clap for Beth.
Thank you.
All right, now let's all clap for Beth Stallion, everybody.
Thank you.
Could you talk about your upcoming podcast?
Sure. So we have, I do a podcast. We actually have Kevin helped. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
We actually have only done 2 episodes, but it is called Lady Force One. A lot like Air Force One, but you put lady instead of air.
What is Lady Force One about?
Lady Force One, so it's me and the amazing Putter Boss sisters. They're two of my best friends, Tiffany and Danielle. and we just do all kinds of silly things and mess around and make fun of things. Am I good at describing or what?
No. This is just fun. They're also part of Entertaining Julia,
yeah,
which is what you do every Sunday night at the Town Hall Pub.
It's a lot of fun, and it's free.
It is free. How did you get started? You host the night. You also book the night. Mm-hmm. You know a lot of people in the best possible way. You do a thing on every Friday night at Berlin. Is that over?
That's over, yeah. But that was with Adam Guarino and his sarcastic.
So, in other words, you have a lot of friends.
Sure.
People like you. Why do people like you, Beth Stelling?
I don't know. I think I eat a lot of sweets, and I think really just shines through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you diabetic?
Should be. I should be.
How much sugar do you, out of a calorie proportion, like ratio?
I'm scared to even just really do the math.
Is it like 90% sugar?
Well, we could talk about my day.
Yeah, what's your day like, Beth Stelling?
Like,
comedian.
This morning I ate Cocoa Puffs. That was not a healthy choice.
Do you usually eat Cocoa Puffs?
I feel like my every meal that I eat, like I need to have a dessert.
So the meal itself is the dessert.
No, it's like,
what's the main course of Cocoa Puffs?
Right. Well, that was the main course.
Okay.
But did you use chocolate milk?
It turns into chocolate.
Of course, yeah. But I'm saying, is it double chocolate?
No, that would be too far for even.
That's too far for you.
You're talking crazy.
So you have a limit with the chocolate milk. You don't know where to look. This is funny. He's way closer and creepy you.
And he's not
creepy. You're looking at him, lean in.
He just goes,
And then there's Ego right there, who you made fun of. He might snap any minute.
I can feel
there
his
There it is. Billy, when was the last time you were on a stage and you weren't considered the weird, creepy one? It is a nice change of pace. Billy is isn't Billy handsome?
I think he's spoken for.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you should be his lady in distress.
I was listening.
Billy,
all I see is wedding rings. You know?
Oh,
what I mean?
I know. That's all I see too. That's why I'm so attracted to him. Right. It's all that Mad Men talk that got me riled up.
Like he just jumped out of a fun.
It's okay with guys. See, it's cool. We've got a good system going on here.
Looks like
I don't know where this is going, Beth.
I feel like he just jumped out of a fun plane.
Billy, if you die from a plane, could you have that on your gravestone?
Yeah.
All right, this is audio proof.
Jumped out of a fun plane.
Beth, I read that you won the Moth in Chicago.
Yeah.
Could you? I don't know anything about other than
So the Moth. Has anybody heard about the Moth?
If you know what a podcast is, you probably know what the Moth is.
Yes. Were you there at that?
I was working there.
Oh, cool. Wow, yeah. So that was the second month. So the Moth is a story slam that started in New York City.
Keep going.
And they've actually, I'm pretty sure just recently, because it was the second month I did it last month, started spreading it, you know, to the West Coast, Chicago, so bigger cities. I think even like Minneapolis, San Diego, L.A. And it's basically, the purpose of it really is for like the layperson to come out and tell like a story from their heart. They specifically, if you go to their website, ask like no stand-ups, no essays, you know, like anything like that. So I was aware of that going into it, but also although I do stand-up, like that is a story. It's a true story. I don't know how. Well, I mean, it felt true. So I was in the theme. There's a theme each month. It's at Martyrs. It's on a Tuesday.
Stop plugging them.
Sorry.
What was the theme of that night?
I'm not. I don't have any association.
Fuck them.
I don't have any association
with
them.
You.
Yeah, but so the theme was firsts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that fit right in with right in there. That fit right in there. But there was probably like, you know, because it's not meant for like specifically for performers, and you just go,
yeah.
Anybody can go, and you have to write your name on a piece of paper, and they put it in a hat, and they draw it out. And I actually was about to leave, and then they pulled me out.
Was it different than doing stand-up?
You know, in my head going into it, I was like, I'm going to try to not be, I mean, what's stand-up-y? I don't know, you know? So
was it the exact same timing? Did you add in jokes?
No,
did you
I
take
added,
away jokes?
I added, well, so usually in stand-up, you're trying to, quality of words, like be succinct, so you keep people's attention, like joke, line, you know. And I added a lot more coloring into it and probably description. And
like the orange or...
Sure,
I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
That makes me sound creepy, that's like the one thing I remember besides your dad's thong.
Right.
So no matter what, I can't win.
He wore a Speedo a lot. Just a lot of embarrassing things he's done over the years.
So does that mean, like, now that you
I described my father's outfit. I gave a little more backstory. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Do you consider yourself a storyteller or a stand-up, or does it matter?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider myself a stand-up, but I think there's definitely freedom to tell stories in there. And in fact, it's much more fun to tell stories, I guess, and sort of takes the heat off you because most times they're going to be true. I mean, even if you did fabricate a story, you're gonna, it's, you have a beginning, middle, and end sort of thing. And so I guess it's just easier to remember, and I can kind of go on autopilot with it as opposed to being like, set up punchline, are you laughing? You know, I'm not concerned with whether you got the joke. I'm telling you a story. So
when you went to The Moth, you knew exactly what you're going to say. It's kind of different if you're going to do stand-up?
Yeah, it is. It was different for me. So I rewrote it beforehand, and I'm a huge procrastinator. I don't know if I'll ever change, but I did it like seriously like 2 hours before, and I was like, I gotta make this better.
It's
and
for the
add
best,
things.
Obviously,
because they like if you they give you tips too before you come to read, and it was like beginning, middle, and end. No, you know, so I had to do that, and I had to rememorize it. And you're not allowed to have notes, anything like that. It's meant to be like a story from the heart.
Do you see yourself doing more things like that?
I'd love to, yeah. I mean...
Well, what's the ultimate goal? I mean, some stand-ups, they want to write for other people. Some want to be stand-ups. Yeah. Some want to be in Funny People.
Right.
Not Funny Movie.
The movie.
Ironic title on accident.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's not...
I watched the trailer like over
great.
And over again.
Really? Why did you think it was great?
Because there are
Adam
sad
Sandler.
People in it.
Fuck! It's called Funny People!
Right.
Not, hey, look, it's sad, it's a joke. No, it's supposed to be funny.
It was funny.
What, name one funny part.
Well, when they were doing their jokes as stand-up comedians.
Those were awful! Everything was about dicks! Dick joke, dick joke, dick joke!
Suddenly you got a problem with dicks.
Yes, it's awful! They're annoying and they smell like fungi. Me and you are on the same page. No, they're just boring.
I haven't seen one in years, but...
So you're always on. No, but what's your goal? Or do you have one?
I probably should get one, but... If I had to make one up. No, I guess I have goals. I have dreams and visions.
Name one dream, go.
I would like to be able to tour with other stand-ups that I enjoy across the country or the world, but go to a city and not necessarily have people be like, oh, it's you, but like have people that know you, appreciate you, and are coming to see you because they know and like you as a comedian and what you're you know, know my jam and enjoy it.
I think it's kind of funny because I've yet to hear a comedian say, I want success. Like, their ideas of success are like, I could maybe pay the bills if I still keep this part-time
right,
job.
That would be nice.
Don't you? But you don't want to have, like, Steve Martin, like, I'll never have to do stand-up after these 3 years of sold-out stadiums.
Right? Wasn't that ridiculous?
It was ridiculous.
Holy
and looking
mackerel.
Back, not that funny. Not funny, but just, like, really, that was the best ever?
I mean, like, and what would it have been like to have been a part of that? Because it's... It's not that stand-up's dead. I mean, like, that would be
Stan
terrible.
Cook, baby. You need a finger symbol.
But just... Yeah. Oh, crap.
There you go. That's yours. You got yours. Okay power fingers. There you go. Yeah, you have your CD cover, and college kids love you.
They do.
Yeah. You need to be... Could you jump around
really,
more?
That really is where all the money is.
Could you
is.
Steal some bits from other people?
Maybe? I could.
Yeah, that works out well for him. Yeah.
I could... stand-up money is in colleges. I mean, I'd love to... I guess I'd like to tour colleges. I don't know. I mean, that would be nice. That would be a goal.
Are you happy that you're doing this stuff every Sunday night, or do you find it annoying?
Yes, I am happy. It's like my little play space, and it's fun.
Do you feel that... Are stand-ups competitive? Or is it a friendly ribbing?
Well, I want to say this before you answer the truthfully. When I've been here at the Hungry Brain, there have been shows... and I've seen all the stand-up comedians. They're all hanging out together, and they're talking. They seem really good, like good friends, and they laugh really loud at everybody else's jokes. They seem like they really get along. So I would say, yeah, but I don't know because I'm not one.
Right.
That's what it seems like. Now I want to know what the truth is.
I hate everybody.
Dirty, dirty stand-up comics that have little, I don't know.
Little penises.
Obviously, that's why... No, that's why you're up here. You have the smallest of all, and that's why you're so funny. Yeah.
Thank you. Mine is
you need
the tiniest.
A bigger cock. Like Dane Cook, bet his cock is huge, just not funny.
I wonder how...
It's a trade-off.
I wonder how big it is.
Four.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think there are the majority of stand-ups in this city are very supportive of each other. I think there is, like, and especially running a show, I get a little bit of a different perspective because I am a lineup order can sometimes not make or break a show, but it does make a difference. And so if you go up earlier or later, some people think they're too good to, like, man, I got to go up second. You know, so that's more of like a status thing or thinking something about that themselves, I guess, where they deserve to be in a lineup. So that could be a little bit of competitiveness. Like, well, I mean, it's never really spoken. But for the most part, everyone is very supportive of each other. And the Putter Boss and I especially like to welcome new people. We always try to get a new novice stand-up a chance and at our show because we are so laid back. So we take it seriously, kind of, but mostly it's about having fun.
It's a very, very fun show.
Thank you.
I highly recommend it.
Thank you. But it's hard because sometimes personal things get in the way or something happens.
Well, let me just throw this out. If you've ever gone to a stand-up show, inevitably someone will not do well.
Right.
Not necessarily bomb, just not go over well. Mm-hmm. A lot of those shows, the host will kind of brush that person off, and you could just tell it's like a weird moment, but you guys make it funny. I've seen people bomb at your show, and it's hilarious, and you don't make them feel like they aborted their own jokes.
Right.
And I mean in the best possible way. I mean, it's a great, great lineup. It's a great night. Keep doing it. Do you plan to move soon?
There was some rumor going around. A couple people were like, when are you leaving?
I don't think that's the rumor. I think that once you officially do a good show, it's like, that's it. You got to go.
What are you doing here still?
Yeah, there's no success here. Fucking move.
I love Chicago.
I'm glad you love it.
Yeah, I don't have any.
But when are you moving, honestly?
No, I enjoy visiting the coast, New York City and Los Angeles. I think I'll keep it that way for a little while, visiting. I don't have a timeline. I feel like I guess you could hit a ceiling here, but I'm not there. So
in the top 10. What? He ruined it. He said what number it was.
Well, I couldn't really remember because you told me at that party I saw you at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't remember what number.
Did you return that guy's wallet?
I did.
Good for you.
Are you fucking name-dropping parties? Was anybody else at this party?
That's what she... Yeah,
high
actually.
Five.
Yeah.
You two! You're the only two!
No, John was there.
John, was it a go-kay party?
I don't remember.
Halloween.
John wasn't there.
Halloween?
No, he was there. He was definitely there. He was dressed up as Snidely Whiplash.
Was he there?
Oh, that Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you invite all these other people at this party?
I went at the last minute. But anyway...
Oh, really? You couldn't invite everyone else in the bar? You know everyone else in the bar.
I don't know those guys.
You're just pointing out randomly. You have glasses on. You have good eyes.
I need glasses.
In any case,
you should get some.
It's hard
you're
to read
gonna
in
regret.
Here, too.
Oh, it's a dark room. That's why we're all so pretty in here.
Right. Anyway.
That's a knock on my looks, not yours. Don't
you look good.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you look like an old-fashioned radio star.
Exactly. I look like a radio star. On that note, let's ask Beth a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. So, Beth, 1 to 260. That's the longest pause all night.
Sorry.
No, it's great. I'm really glad it took this long.
I think I want to do... Let's do 18.
18? 1-8.
Barely
legal. All right. 18.
18.
If you could be invisible for a day, what would you do? Bam!
Oh! Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
I know.
Oh, man. If I were invisible...
The national anthem?
If I were invisible for a day, I would really have to go somewhere private. I mean, somewhere that somebody else
like
is private.
Private for you? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not private for me, because it would be very alone. More alone than usual. Who's somebody I want to see naked? You know what I mean? That's hard.
Say you want to see up close and personal.
Where would I go?
The delightful movie starring George Clooney and Michelle.
I guess I would go... Where?
No, I was making a terrible joke.
Okay, maybe... Like, I'd say like a sports team locker room. But
which
like,
team? Which team? Are you Cleveland? Are
no,
you Brown
I mean, I was
going to
say the Blackhawks, but it's like sick.
They're younger than you.
You know what I mean? They're probably all really gross.
They all look like your brother, even if he's fictional.
So I need
or
to
not.
Find like somebody here that I want to see naked, and that's where
Bears.
I would go.
85 Bears. travel back in time.
So wait, no, the time travel in addition to being invisible.
You're invisible.
Now?
What the fuck?
Invisible.
Why not?
Invisible.
It's the 85 Bears. Really?
If I can touch and pick things up, then I would go to a bank and steal money.
Hey, Ghost Dad. You have the powers of Ghost Dad. The Bill Cosby movie. That is
I
awful.
I would steal money.
Speaking of,
is it?
Yeah.
Only if I were invisible. Nobody ever found
That's
out.
All you would do? You just steal money?
Well, just a little.
Igor does it every day. Zingers!
Oh, that, this is the guy I needed to be telling my jokes to. You know
Igor?
What I mean?
It's true. All right. Wait, let me keep touching stuff.
Someone invisible is fucking
Yeah, that's what they would do if
they
were
invisible.
They
want me to give you the prizes I brought for you.
I want a prize.
Okay, do you still have VCR?
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a VCR, these prices are awful.
Well, I still want them anyway, because I actually have VCR. I have cassette frames.
Let's fucking do this. Okay. Best two gifts are two movies that actually are not bad. One is Death to Smoochie. No joke. Have you seen this movie?
Does it involve like a roller coaster inside?
No. I don't think so. It involves Ed Norton and Robin Williams playing a psychotic.
I love Robin Williams.
The reason why I gave that to her is Robin Williams, the last time he was in Chicago, did stand-up, popped into the Town Hall Pub.
He sure
See?
Did.
See? And that's where she does her stand-up.
Really?
That's, wow. I'm fucking thoughtful with gifts.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy it.
I love it.
Danny DeVito's in it.
I love Danny DeVito. Enough.
And the second one?
I'd go to Danny DeVito's house and watch him change.
Yeah. You can just do that without being invisible. You just go there now. You're like,
pay him like $5.
Hey, Shorty,
you guys,
show me some of that
cock. He gets laid.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Rhea Perlman,
I wonder where he would
Cheers.
Come up
They're
to
married.
On my body.
Tits. I don't think, no matter how tall or short you are, tits. Danny DeVito, tit level.
The sweet spots.
That's right. And the other gift is Toy Story, a delightful Pixar film.
I love
Toy
Story.
That I just
Story.
Saw for the first time.
Oh, jeez. You've done... You really outdid yourself.
I did. That cost $2 total for that.
Well, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Friends forever. Okay, everybody. That wasn't a joke. We're friends forever. By the bonds of VHS. However long there's VHS, that's how long we're friends. We have, like, 8 more months.
I have something to say.
Say it.
It says, kids love them. TV execs adore them. Sheesh.
That's right. If you die within the next hour, could I have grave site rights and have that on your grave?
Yeah, but however I die, it's got to be like, she was riding her bike home after the Hungry Brain got hit by a bus. Sheesh.
Kids love her.
TV execs would have adored her, but she's dead. Sheesh.
God, now if you die, I'm going to feel awful. Where I'm before, sorry. I'd feel indifferent.
Aww.
No. I
Thank
would still
you.
Feel awful.
Thank you.
Let's all think about death. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Van Traumer from the Racktones is going to play. And then after that, reason to stay, I'm going to serve you drinks, and I'm going to give away prizes. So don't leave. We still have a little bit more to go. Thank you so much. Jeremy, take it away. Clap for Beth.
Clap for Brandon and Kyle and Kevin.
What's up? Once again, everybody, please clap for Jeremy Traumberg from the Ragtones. I have had to. I hit the quota by now. I hit the quota. I talked about you more than anybody else. Thanks for coming, man. You want a prize?
No.
You deserve a prize.
No. I think the experience was prize enough.
That's right.
Wow.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you,
Thanks.
James. Okay, now is the time none of us has been waiting for. I know, it's a shitty Leno-type joke. I like how Leno became, to me, the butt of all things evil. It came from Kelsey and me watching... Have you seen the new Jay Leno? Please don't do it yet, Jeremy. Has anyone else here seen the new Jay Leno show? There's a reason. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who has a VCR? That's really the first question. Because I have glorious gems. You already got a gift. Okay. Who is afraid of balding? Let's be honest with ourselves. Who is afraid of balding? Are you afraid of balding? You have a good set of hair.
I'm not.
You're fine.
Actually.
Who is afraid of balding? You already got up. You want another prize?
I'm just saying I'm scared.
You're scared of everything, though. No. No. You're not scared of balding. Are you really scared of balding? You look good, man. There you go. Okay, this is how we're... Who said that? The guy I'm directly staring at. I'm going to assume it was you because you're staring back. You won all of them. Come up. You just won everything.
Yeah, get up here.
Get him up here. Get him up here. What's your name, man? Jibba Jibba? Christopher. Christopher, come up here. Yeah. Thank you for coming to the brain. What brought you here this evening? You could lie. It's okay. You're going bald.
I'm looking for support.
You're looking for support. That's why you just won a VHS copy of 8mm starring Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
You've also won Stealing Harvard, a film starring Jason Lee, Tom Green, Megan Mullally, Dennis Farina, and the one on the cover that no one mentions is, what's his name?
Isn't it Joe Pesci?
Not Joe Pesci, you idiot. Leslie Mann, motherfucker, Leslie Mann.
Wow. He was in some
Harvard
movie.
Are you from Chicago?
No.
Well, then this will be a treat. This is Chicago and World War II, a VHS copy from WTTW, your window to the world. This is a bunch of old people remembering how great it was to be segregationist and sexist. And now you just also won the Big Kahuna starring Kevin Spacey, Danny DeVito, yet again. Wow. This was Kevin Spacey's role after American Beauty, and you know how well that went. And now another killer movie. You just won Breakdown featuring Kurt Russell. And actually, this is a good film. It's about 100 minutes, and it's about a guy who doesn't know really why he's there. Now go sit down and go drink a lot more. Thank you so much for coming. And don't worry about going bald. You look great, sir.
Thanks.
You look great. Thanks for coming out.
And I can share these?
You can share them with everybody. Do not leave them here. If you're going to throw them out, at least go to the corner, okay?
They turn to the right. I think
what's always fun to do is to break the tape and then see how long it'll go. It could last up to 4 city blocks. All right. Who doesn't know how to read? I'm going to make fun of people. How about the two girls in the back? Come on up, two girls in the back that still won't pay attention even though the entire bar, and you obviously know I'm talking about you. Really? We're still going to do this?
They're not even nervously laughing or anything.
No, they're kind of turning. No, maybe.
No,
really?
No.
You're that into yourself? That's fucking awesome.
I think they really like Christopher, though.
Christopher's making an LC. Love connections.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to the brain. We're going to do this again sooner or later. Thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Jeremy. Who do you guys want to thank?
God.
Jesus.
Yeah, no. Shut up. I was going to thank God. That's the same thing.
Wow. I'm so glad neither of you hosted. All right. thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out. Please tip the bartender extremely heavily. There are stickers and buttons at the corner. Jeremy's going to play us out. But before we go, please check out all of the guests' work. Billy Roberts, go visit him in Uncle Fun. Please pick up a zine, Proof I Exist. It's only $1, and it'll be a good reason to impress your mother that you are independent and you don't need her money for rent. Go do not buy Igor a drink, because apparently he made enough money to buy a car, so fuck that guy. And go check out Beth every Sunday at Town Hall Pub. She's a hilarious comedian, and I think she proved her worth in salt here. Go see the Ragtones this Sunday at Town Hall Pub. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy what? Tromberg from the Ragtones, thank you so much for coming out.
Play us out, buddy.
You want any of these?